Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber says if the legislature doesn't act by mid-March, he'll pull the plug on the project for the foreseeable future. Some lawmakers have balked at the latest proposal, which has Oregon taking the lead on the $2.9 billion plan. They've said they won't act until their counterparts in Olympia agree to fund a portion. Washington Democratic State Representative Annette Cleveland came to Salem to offer her support for Oregon taking the lead. She says her caucus just wants the bridge built.
Columbia River Crossing will not only replace unsafe and inadequate infrastructure, I believe it will also quicken our economic recovery in areas that have been very hard hit by this great recession.
But one of Cleveland's fellow Olympia colleagues disagreed. Republican State Senator Ann Rivers testified that her caucus won't support any plan that gives Oregon more control of the project. The Washington Senate last year failed to approve any money for a jointly funded I-5 bridge. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.